Hello. Thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration Line. This is Brother Jeff, and we thank God for you. We're hoping that your life is hidden in Christ today. We hope that you're not dead, but that you're alive. We hope that Christ is in you and that you're walking with God. We've been talking about worldliness. We've been talking about a life separated unto God. And, you know, it says in James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. Now, if you go around and interview people that you'd meet hither and thither, what is pure religion? They would give you their ideas, but very few people would give you the right answer. And even in this scripture, most people misquote it when they think about it. They don't get the very last nugget that's in it. So what is pure religion? It's to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, you know, to be present, helping the needy people, especially those children that don't have fathers and widows in the time of trouble. And the last part says something that most people ignore, and to keep themselves or himself unspotted from the world. You see, the world is not my friend. It's not your friend. It's not God's friend. The world is passing away. It's the devil's kingdom. And if we're going to be the child of God that we're supposed to be, we must keep ourselves from the spots of the world. The world will defile you. The world will rethink you, mold you, shape you, and it wants to splatter you with its signatures. So I just want to help you see that we need to be unspotted from the world. You know, and we must conclude that to keep yourself unspotted from the world, it's going to take more than just hiding out in a cabin in the woods or dressed in a certain way. It's going to take a heart that has a love and obedience to God. You know, as disobedience is one of the natural marks of worldliness, obedience to God is one of the natural marks of otherworldliness. The kingdom of God's imprint on your life. And obedience to God is going to lead to the second thing, is godliness, being like God. It says that in Titus chapter 2, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, it says the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Are you living godly? If you're full of God, you're going to be godly. And it says, because of that, denying ungodliness, worldly lust, there you are again, keeping yourself from the spots, being sober, being righteous, being godly. This is a true mark of nonconformity to the world. And the Bible tells us what godly people will do. In Hebrews 12, verse 14, it says you're to fall at peace with all men. Fall at peace with all men. And holiness or godliness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The good old King James Bible says holiness. And if you're holy, you're like God. You can only be holy because God is in you. And what shall we more say? If we have an unspotted life, we're going to be humble. And I think that is the true mark of real Christianity, is humility. It's not dressed in a certain way. It's not supernatural healing services and some gifts from God. No, it's not. the real mark of true Christianity is humility. That is the grace that will adorn the heart and life of every true follower. Meekness and kindness and gentleness and humility, preferring others, that's going to show that you really are conformed to God and not the world. And a pure life, we're talking about being godly, but the Bible says the pure in heart are going to see God, and we must have purity in thought, life, speech. Every virtue of our life is free from any form of guile and ungodliness. We trust the Lord. And the final mark I'll just put on this in conclusion is what 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speaks of, and that word is charity. That is the superlative of everything to do with love and godlikeness, true charity. There's no rival. There's no synonym. There's no way. True, fervent charity is God's love, and we must be full of that. Well, may the grace of God be with you as you ponder these things.